Now, Hot 100 FM brings you into the loop on the latest hookups, breakups, drama, and shakeups from the only city that acts as the nation's living and breathing soap opera. Here's Brock in the Morning with Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's in Twin.
Duck Dynasty star Willie Robertson said his family was the victim of a drive-by shooting Friday where 8 to 10 shots were fired from the road into his estate in West Monroe, Louisiana. According to reports, one of the shots went through the bedroom window of the home where son John Luke Robertson lives with his wife Mary Kate and their infant child, but fortunately nobody in the family was injured. Robertson's property and the houses on it are behind a fence and gate and located far off the road. Now, what makes this even more unusual is that the drive-by shooting occurred in the middle of the afternoon in broad daylight. Robertson said multiple witnesses saw the truck in which the suspects were riding pass by the property at least once before firing the shots at 2:33 Friday afternoon. At news time, no arrests had been made in connection with the crime. That's creepy stuff. After an enormous amount of backlash from would-be concertgoers, Live Nation has finally updated their ticket refund policy to help those who purchase tickets to shows that have been canceled due to the coronavirus. Live Nation said that starting May 1st, customers will now automatically receive a refund if the concert or show they bought tickets for is canceled due to the pandemic. Live Nation, by the way, is the parent company to Ticketmaster. Yes, you've purchased tickets from Ticketmaster before. Isn't it funny how a $50 ticket becomes a $110 ticket after fees? I wonder if they're refunding their stupid fees, too. Anyway, Live Nation announced the Ticket Relief Initiative last week and posted the update on its website and social media accounts Friday afternoon. According to the post, starting May 1st, Live Nation will begin sending out notification emails updating customers on the status of thousands of shows affected by stay-at-home orders and bans on large gatherings. The post says, if 60 days have passed since the show was postponed and no rescheduled dates have been announced, the 30-day window for refunds will open at that time. In the case of rescheduled shows at venues operated by Live Nation, customers will have 30 days to request a refund or apply it as a 150% credit towards future events once the new date is announced. And there's some verbiage in there, too, that says if you take the credit instead of the cash back, they're also going to donate free event tickets to healthcare workers, which I thought was pretty cool. But that means that if your show gets canceled, instead of, let's say you spent $100 on your ticket, instead of getting the $100 back, they'll give you $150 credit towards your next purchase, and that should at least be enough to cover their ticket fees. Did you know that ticket fee thing is usually just ripping off the artist? Real quick, I know we don't have all day, but basically, a lot of artists will go into concert with a back-end guarantee. So they'll say, we'll play this show for $10,000 plus 20% of the back-end. So that means they get $10,000 up front, and then in the end, the concert promoter, let's say they made $20,000 on the show, it means that the concert promoter then has to give 20% of that $20,000 to the artist as well. But when it's not on the ticket price, and instead it's in fees, they don't owe the artist 20% of the fee. Isn't that scammy? Fortunately, if you talk to any up-and-coming band, it's very easy to break into the music business these days. Yes, that's sarcasm. And according to multiple reports over the weekend, Chris Pratt and wife Katherine Schwarzenegger are expecting their first child together. The two tied the knot in June last summer during an intimate ceremony following a year of dating. This will be Schwarzenegger's first child and the second for Pratt, who shares 7-year-old son Jack with ex-wife Anna Faris. In February, Katherine's father Arnold, told Extra that while he was in no rush to become a grandpa, he knew it would eventually happen. He said,
it's up to Chris and her when they want to do that.
How is that for an Arnold Schwarzenegger? What's that, pretty terrible? Yeah. See, that's why I don't do impressions. But again, congratulations, Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger, expecting their very first baby. That's Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's across the street from Will's Toyota on Shoshone Street in Twin, here on the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.
Hollywood Headlines, weekday mornings at 35 minutes after the hour, from 6 until 10. Brought to you by Brady's on Hot 100 FM.